Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. A week and a half ago, I went to Chicago, Illinois with 13 of my students and visited both Argonne National Laboratory and Fermilab. At Fermilab, of course, several discoveries in high-energy physics were made, but now it's been turned into a slightly different experimental facility, as most of the high-energy physics involving particle production has moved to the LHC in CERN, Switzerland. So the reason we went on this trip was, of course, student-related. We wanted to show students what it was like to be out in an environment where, instead of just at a university, people were doing physics and breathing physics and so forth and so on. And it just made me think a little bit, because most of the time people would consider undergraduates going into something like science and say, well, those students don't need to be motivated. They're self-motivated. They've chosen from a very young age what they want to do, and they've got their future all planned out. But indeed, that is absolutely not the case, at least at a university. Universities that I've been familiar with, which would be mid-level state universities with a wide range of student backgrounds and abilities, much of the time the students need some external motivation to prod them along the path so that they know what it is that is driving them towards their ultimate destination, which hopefully is gainful employment or certainly at least an interesting pastime. So one of the things that's come to mind is how much going to school and getting a degree in a scientific discipline is a long haul. And the students have to be prepared for the ups and downs and essentially the persistence necessary to succeed in a discipline like one of the hard sciences is beyond the ability of many of the high school students to understand. So they sometimes start to have a morale issue and they start to get down sometimes about what they're doing and whether or not they think it's applicable or useful or what they might do with it and so forth. Going to Chicago really typically can help. A couple of years back, we went to Boulder, Colorado and visited two places. We visited the Joint Institute for Laboratory Astrophysics, JILA, in the University of Colorado, Boulder. And we also visited the National Institute for Standards and Technology, NIST, which is in Boulder also, and visited several Nobel Prize winning labs. And we found that that kind of interaction with working scientists was extremely useful and helped the students see where they might head and what they might do. This comes into play all the time with high school students. Most of the time, they are not sure what will even happen to them once they decide to major in a discipline like physics or perhaps computer science or something like that. They have some idea what might happen if they major in something like business because they're familiar with that perhaps in their everyday life. Maybe they know somebody who's an accountant or they know somebody who's in business for themselves or something like that. And so it all makes sense to them. But going into the sciences is a great mystery much of the time. It's just interesting how a lot of students don't have what you would call role models. They don't have anybody to whom they can look. The role models that they might have would be somebody way at the pinnacle, somebody like Albert Einstein or perhaps Stephen Hawking. I don't know if you've seen recently, but he's released to the public his PhD dissertation. And in doing so, the Cambridge website crashed as so many people wanted to download his dissertation, which is interesting because, of course, most people, including myself, probably wouldn't be able to make heads or tails of that particular dissertation. Anyway, those people are role models. But in the everyday life, once a student gets to the university, it's day-to-day role models they need. And that's the part that the university professor and researcher can hopefully play. At a place like Missouri State, we're really trying the best we know how to not only teach classes to these students that are here, but also give them the ability to see what they might do once they are actually working in the field. So through interactions in the research laboratory where people are doing day-to-day experiments that are similar in nature, if not in scope, conceivably, to things they are going to do once they get out, to actually publishing a paper, to actually going to a conference, and maybe going to Chicago or Boulder to actually see how these things work. Another thing that struck me is how the scientific enterprise, from the student's perspective, is limited to the scientists. They think, I'll go into science and I'll be a physicist. But once they get to these places, certainly at a place like Fermilab, they find that there's an entire apparatus and there are people from all walks, technical backgrounds, administrative backgrounds, and that all together they make something bigger than themselves. This was certainly evident at both Argonne and Fermilab, where there were not only hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of cables and electronics and tunnels dug beneath the earth, but there were also hundreds of people who were involved in manipulating the budgets and making sure that things balanced and procuring equipment and making sure that security was contained within the facility and so forth and so on. We're trying to reach out to students here at Missouri State University and show them what it will be like to be a working scientist. It's a work in progress. Once again, this is Dave Corneosen for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.